Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, The Door Devil. Homeowners spend hundreds on alarm systems each year, but rarely reinforce the weakest point on the home, the doors. Bad guys know this, and that's why kick-ins are so common. Simply adding Door Devils virtually eliminates the home security gap. Sleep better tonight. Reinforce your doors. Visit DoorDevil.com and enter Best Ever to get an exclusive 20% discount on your purchase. Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Justin Colby. Hi, Justin.
What's going on, Joe? How are you?
Hey, doing well. Did you have a good Halloween weekend?
Yeah, you know, it was pretty relaxing. I didn't do a whole lot, obviously. I'm slightly above the age of trick-or-treating, and so my neighborhood doesn't have a ton of kids, so just hung back and hung out at the house, really. Didn't do a whole lot over the weekend. Watched a lot of football and just enjoyed a relaxing weekend as I travel a ton, so.
All right, well, good stuff. I'm glad that you're in one spot so that we can have this conversation with the best ever listeners. A little bit about Justin before he gets into his background in more detail. He's the founder of Phoenix Wealth Builders. It's based in Phoenix, Arizona, appropriately enough. He's flipped over 300 homes in the last 7 years and averaging about 2 to 5 homes a month flipping. He's also building, which is pretty interesting because typically we don't find flippers who are also doing development, but he's also building 79 townhomes in Mesa, Arizona, and he is the host of the top-ranked podcast, The Science of Flipping, and there's also a book called The Science of Flipping available on Amazon that he's written. So with that being said, Justin, can you give the best ever listeners more background on what you've been up to and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, you know, really what we've done now and is kind of as you're listing off what we do is it's a good segue into really how we built our business. And, you know, we started back in 07, back when the banks had no idea what a short sale even was. And it transitioned all the way through that time period to now. And we've always really kind of focused on fix and flipping. And over the last year and a half to 2 years, we've really taken it upon ourselves to build a dynamic business, right? Rather than just a one-trick pony, we wanted to make sure that there were certain divisions in our business because if a deal didn't fit our fix and flip, we wanted to capitalize on it, right? We spent a lot of money marketing for it. And so we didn't want to just pass those. So we decided to, you know, create a wholesale division. That's what you read there. We're wholesaling about 2 to 5 homes a month on any given month, sometimes more. But that's just an average number. We're still flipping. We're currently actively flipping 3 homes right this given second. We're actively always looking for flips. We're closing on one of our flips, I think today, actually, or no, I'm sorry, Friday. And we're developing the 79 units down in Mesa. Now, that is similar to a lot of respects to our flipping business, but different in terms of, you know, it's hurting a lot more cats. There's a lot, you know, there's more components. There's a lot of similarities, but a lot more zeros, a lot more commas, and a lot more, you know, hurting of cats, so to speak.
Yeah, and I have I'm familiar with flipping and wholesaling, and I'm doing a development deal right now. I'd be curious to know, how did you learn development? Because it is, there are some similarities, but my gosh, it's a whole nother world in my opinion. So how did you begin to learn that stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It wasn't a, there's no course I took. In fact, it was something that a friend of mine brought us a deal and said, hey, would you have any interest in this? Here are the numbers that are projected. Here's, you know, the piece of land that we ended up buying already had the infrastructure in it several years ago from a developer who went bankrupt. So we knew we wouldn't have to come in and do a ton of the infrastructure, which is all the underground work and the piping and, you know, the soffits and stuff that you don't see, you know, when you buy a home. And so we know we were going to save some money. The price points seemed pretty good. You know, there's 79 units. So we started doing some math on it. Long and short is our education came from doing this project. And so it's probably a bigger risk than I would give anyone advice to take. However, that being said, we felt like we were at a point in our business that it was worth the risk and would be worth the payoff towards the end. So this really is the education that we're receiving. Obviously, we have a lot of kind of consultants that we work with to make sure that we're doing it right, from our bookkeepers to our accountants to our lawyers to, you know, people down at the city to make sure that we're building it up to code. So this really is the learning process for us right now.
Are you partnering with anybody on the deal who has development experience?
Yes. One of our partners is a builder who's built over 2,000 homes himself.
There you
go.
So
we did bring him in, and that really sold the deal as far as, you know, being able to pull the trigger on something like this, because, you know, obviously if we didn't have that type of experience, this would have been a whole different ball game.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. That makes sense. So Justin, based on your experience in wholesaling and flipping and now beginning to, you know, getting into development, and you're actively doing that, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
It's something that doesn't necessarily pertain exactly to real estate, but it's something that I think as experienced investors, it'd be every experienced investor would probably tell you this, and that is to have fortitude, be patient, and keep pushing. Real estate is not a quick business. And so for those of you, whether you're just starting or you're waiting for your next big deal, it's kind of that cliche, but you just never give up. If you're going to do marketing, keep doing marketing. Be consistent. Don't give up. Don't slow down, because that will always result in a deal. And to go along with that is simply, I was taught very early in real estate that there is no time wasted in real estate. And that meaning, if you're taking a meeting with a title company, loan broker, hard money lender, a wholesaler, a fix and flipper, and you don't know if there's really anything that's going to come from it, don't look down on taking that meeting or spending that time, because you never know when that relationship will pop back up and you'll get a call from them, or they'll give you a call, or you call them. It can absolutely put money in your pocket. It just might not be exactly right then during that meeting. So there's never any time wasted, whether it's driving properties or meeting with people. There's never a moment wasted in real estate.
What was the breakthrough moment for your professional career with real estate where, you know, you were being patient and you're pushing and you're pushing, and then you broke through and you had a major milestone?
Happened about a year after we started investing. In our first year, we got two deals done. Okay. So we made a whopping $14,000. I also have a business partner that we're, you know, still together, and he's been my business partner since the beginning. And so we made like a whopping $14,000 in our first year. Now, we weren't making any other money. We didn't have any other jobs. We did this full time. So when you divide that, and it's $7,000 a person for the whole year, plus whatever taxes, it's like, you know, we went bankrupt practically. But the next year, we decided to invest in coaching and consulting. And it was the best decision we've ever made, because quite honestly, we had two calls with our coach, and we went from doing two deals to six deals the next year. From the year after, and we did six deals to 20 deals. And it was just because we needed that person to be able to, we needed a big brother, so to speak. We're smart. We're educated. I have a degree from UCLA. He has a degree from San Francisco State. We're hard workers. You know, we're charismatic. We have all the components that you would think would make it be an easy transition to make a lot of money in real estate. However, there was just some simple things that we needed help with, which was really implementing some more systems and organization. So each and every day we were able to go out, do the exact same things, have the same follow through, and of course, have accountability. And that really changed our game, is having basically a coach, a mentor, or if you want to look at it, just an accountability partner.
Specifically with implementing more systems and organization, what is one thing that was implemented that you weren't doing before that helped you?
It was the system, specifically, it was the system of finding deals. Okay, so we started working with a lot of realtors because back in 07 and 08, obviously most everything was a short sale, so realtors needed to be involved. But there was a systemization of what we did each and every day that we didn't have prior to that. So every day, as I mentioned on my podcast, I'll wake up, you know, this is back in 08, right? So I'd wake up, grab my cup of coffee, head into my business partner's home office, and I would immediately have 10 phone calls I had to make each and every morning. And that was going to be to realtors who I have not connected with yet. So I would look them up on realtor.com or, you know, Craigslist or any of the free sites. And I would simply call them to see if I could set up a coffee meeting. From that point, I then would get onto Craigslist and try to make 10 calls to sellers, right? And so I was able to systemize our business each and every day. So I had a routine. And that is really where I started to see success in our business, and is when I stopped making excuses of the things I couldn't do and had a simple routine each and every day that I didn't break, because I always mention it's like being a shark. You never want to sit still. You always want to remain active as a real estate investor, whether you're looking for a deal, whether you're building your buyer's list, whether you need to find more contractors, more money lenders, it doesn't matter. There's always something to do. And it was the systems of building a routine each and every day that really gave us some results that we started to see, because every day we were taking action.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I'm ready for it, man. Bring it on.
Best ever book you've read.
Nice. Best ever book, The Alchemist.
Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
I read two books kind of simultaneously. One was a Joel Osteen book. The other was The Power of Now. And it was back-to-back books I read. And during that point in my life, it completely transformed the person I was from a greedy, self-centered, materialistic, young 27-year-old. That's all I cared about was my Lexus car and my $500,000 condo, to someone that was caring, compassionate, and understanding and patient. So that was my moment, is I read those books back to back and it really just hit me.
Best ever success habit you practice?
I would say that it's, well, one of them is having a routine and making it a habit. Okay. So what I do is every night I go to bed, I pray, and then every morning I wake up, pray again, and then I go to the gym, and it's a habit, it's forming, and it gets my mind, you know, as you would know, there's a lot of things that to be successful that you have to maintain a habit or a regimen. And so those are some of the things that I practice each and every day that continues my success.
Best ever deal you've done?
Right now we are flipping a deal that will be our biggest profit. It's about $185,000 gross profit to us. So coming down the pipeline, it'll probably be a net of about 150 grand to us. Right now we're in the middle of flipping it, and it will be our biggest profit flip we have done to date.
How'd you find that deal?
Direct mail marketing.
What's your number one tip for being a successful direct mail marketer?
Consistency. Be consistent. If you're going to send out 4,000 mail pieces a month, every week send out 1,000 every single week, right? And every single month, make sure you're sending out 4,000 mail pieces. Don't give up.
Best ever quote.
To get something you never have had, you must do something you have never done.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
The biggest mistake, I specifically was buying a deal down at the county courthouse steps, the auctions. and we were bidding, and I think the opening bid was $38,000 or $37,000. And I was like, okay, we have room up to about, you know, 65 grand. And if you've ever bid at the auction, you know, it's exactly what you'd think. I'm actually going down there right after this interview with a student of mine to help him bid on some properties. But long story short, the pictures that we reviewed of the home didn't show anything wrong, but the home was built in the 1930s. And I know that doesn't sound old for some listeners, but when you're in Arizona and the city itself is really only about 60 years old, homes that have been built in the 1930s are basically teardowns. And we didn't know that going in. This is back in 2010, I think, 2010. So we bought it. No one bid me up. We bought it for the opening bid. I was like, oh, that's an amazing deal. We're going to make so much money. And it turns out to be a complete teardown. We ended up wholesaling it over to, we did have to close on it. So we had to use money, which costs money. And we ended up wholesaling it over to a builder because he knew what to do with it. At that point, we didn't. We basically broke even. I think we lost a couple dollars, but that was by far the worst decision we made.
And Justin, what's the best ever place to reach you?
My Facebook page is the easiest place to reach me.
And what's that? How do people find it?
Justin Colby, just under my name.
Easy enough. Justin, this has been great. I really like the details on how you find deals and you develop a system and really how your business has evolved from wholesaling and flipping to development and the routines that it takes to get you to that point. So thank you so much for joining the Best Ever Listeners. And before we go, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to mention?
No, Joe, I just want to thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate you having me on your show. I guess if there's any word of advice that I could really give out there is, again, kind of to the quote, you know, if you don't have what you want now, then you got to go get it. And you might have to do things that you've never done before and get outside your comfort zone, push your boundaries and go get it, because you always want to live your lifestyle by design. You can create any life you want to create, and it's all in your hands to do so. So if you want to be a multimillionaire investor and have an incredible business and incredible lifestyle that you get to spend time with your friends and your family, get outside your comfort zone, do things you've never done before, work hard, and you will absolutely achieve it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.